Did you fry them? Is that...
No, I just put them on. I wouldn't just say fry them. I just put them in skin and them get brown, you know, on one side and just keep turning over till it got done. But when I fried them, I call that batter case.
Oh.
That's what's called batter case when you fry.
I see.
You just turn them over just whenever they get brown. You see them on one side, and then you turn them on the other side, and they puff up just like waffles.
Uh-huh. So, the ash cake that you mentioned, was that made out of cornmeal or
biscuit? Yes, cornmeal.
Cornmeal. Uh-huh.
That's right.
And white bread or light bread, what did you make that?
Well, you know one thing I used to know how to make. I had one recipe that I made like being made good roll. But I've forgotten it since I've been down here.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten. But I use I use 2 eggs, I believe. And one kick of dry yeast. And I've forgotten whether I use water or milk. I think I use water. And I mix all this up. Stir all this up. And then I put it in the flour and work it down. And set it up somewhere until it rises. And after it rises, I then chip in and put in about a half a cup of Crisco. And work it down and mix my flour in and let it rise again.
Mm-hmm.
And when it rises, that time I make it out in loaves of you know what I'm trying to say, rolls or donuts, you know, biscuits or whatever you call them, muffins. I drink them out of that little rise, and when it fries to the top of my pans, I sit in the stove.
You mentioned donuts. Did you ever make any?
No, sir, I never have made donuts.
How about apples or peaches in a deep dish? You make any of that for
what you mean,
apples or
a peach cobbler?
Yes.
I've eaten so many peach cobblers and made so many peach cobblers. Folks have got me. I've had the white ladies to come here. They used to come, you know, when the girls are here. And they'd bring them out, come on, go out and see Ella. And I'd be sitting out here and say, yes, you the one made them good peach cobbler. I'd look up and say, yes, I guess so, Mr. Yes, he's the one. That's Charles' wife.
Uh-huh.
And there's Mr. over here, Mr. husband. He has me. He works at the hospital. And he has me to make peace cobblers for him, for the nurses and things at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He always got me making something.
Well, I've heard good things about your cooking. So.
Who is it?
So that's why I wanted to ask you all these questions. I know you can read about these things, but you don't understand them.
That's right.
And so that's why I wanted to talk to you and
yes,
get
sir.
It down on tape. And so you take your time and just don't let me get you tired. Because
no.
I don't want to ask you too much here.
Oh, that's all right.
How about when you made a pudding, did you... put something over, if you made a sweet pudding, would you put something over it?
Icing, you mean?
Or did you use a sauce, or?
I sometimes use a sauce, and then again, I make a, I made no